Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I didn't finish my breakdown on eugenics. I wanted to get into the forced flu vaccinations that the British and U.S. governments are saying they're going to force on the public in the fall. I'm not saying they'll be successful. Later, the New York Times will say, Jones said they were going to forcibly inject us. No, I'm quoting ABC News, Fox News, you've all seen it, where they're saying they're going to make us take it over my dead body. But that ties into the eugenics. I want to get more into that. Get into the planetary government they want to set up to carry out these eugenics. Kind of part two of what I covered in the last hour, coming up in 30 minutes when our next guest leaves us. So I'd ask the folks at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube and others to be sure and get the report coming up in 30 minutes and combine it with the last hour, because I want it to all be congruent where I left off with the hunter-killer robots being reported in Fox News that kill you and eat you to fuel themselves to go on to kill the next group. And this is the perfect environmental eugenicist killing system, which, of course, we've broken down they would use against us. Now it's mainstream news, no longer classified. As crazy as it sounds, truth is stranger than fiction. But for the next 30 minutes, Michael Shedlock, michaelshedlock.com, and we appreciate him coming on with us. He's with Sitka Pacific Capital Management. I've seen him on international television, CNN, Bloomberg, you name it, really breaking down a lot of facts. I've had a lot of the economists and economic experts we've had on have sourced some of his research. So to kind of break down, are we in a depression? Are we in a recession? Is it inflation? Is it depression on Main Street? Is it hyperstag inflation? You know, some things are going down in price. Other things are spiking. The government's cooking CPI. They're cooking unemployment. They're cooking inflation. He's an expert on that. And he joins us now for the next 30 minutes. Michael, I appreciate you coming on to break down the economy with us.
Oh, sure. It's a pleasure to be on the show. And the amount of misinformation coming out from Wall Street, from the Fed, from the Obama administration, from the Bush administration prior to that is absolutely just staggering. It's important to realize that the Fed's first mission is always to delay, confuse, hope, and attempt to buy time while they're engaging in wishful thinking along the way. And today, for the first time, Bernanke's come out. He's willing to admit, after all, this may be a jobless recovery. That's what he said. Now, if he's willing to say that, you know that things are at least that bad. So I don't think we're going to have a jobless recovery. I think we're going to have a job loss recovery. And things look really grim when you look at this. And the administration is doing exactly the wrong things. They're raising taxes on across the board. That's going to affect small businesses who aren't going to want to hire. And we are awash in overcapacity. So this whole idea that we can throw money at problems and create jobs is simply fallacious. Taxing consumers, taking money out of their pockets to rebuild roads. Now, I'm all in favor of repairing potholes that need to be fixed, but in my area, there's signs up all over the place, all these roads, the construction project on account of the stimulus. They're fixing roads that don't need to be fixed. That's supposed to do some good? I don't think so.
I saw a news report where all over the country, they're putting in weird federally mandated curbs that don't even have sidewalks.
I wouldn't be surprised. They want to retool. They want to go in and fix schools, make them more energy efficient. I'm sorry. That doesn't buy back anything. Obama's energy plan is actually going to cost jobs because they're talking about mandates. Things have to be such and such energy efficient. And that's going to drive away.
Michael yes. Shedlock, stay there, sir. I want to come back and break all this down. Also, a report here. Home loan delinquencies double on prime loans. Foreclosures filings top 300,000 third straight month. We'll break down the real economic numbers with our guest on the other side.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Check out MySolarBackup.com before you lose your power.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go back to Michael Shedlock. He's a registered investment advisor for Sitka Pacific Capital Management, frequent guest on radio, TV, and with us today going over a host of economic issues for the next 22 minutes. Then I'm getting back into eugenics, your phone calls, and a ton of other important news. I want to finish up my breakdown of the eugenics system and how they want to make us dependent, how they openly in their own textbooks want to bankrupt us. Isn't that a control freak? You just can't get away from them. They want to make you be under their control, sniveling pieces of control freak trash. Better men and women have to get involved and rise up and deal with these people. But before I go any further with our guests, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made this July 14th, this Tuesday edition of the radio show, possible. One of them is SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, folks, having non-hybrid seeds is having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for feed your loved ones. Regardless, it's about getting off the grid, getting self-sufficient, even the first step on this thousand-mile journey is really just a psychological step. Just get off the grid. Start planting a garden. Start thinking about what you're eating. Get your kids involved in it. They'll love it. SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 or SurvivalSeedBank.com. Monsanto and the UN are buying up all the little seed companies, shutting them down. The globalists are building seed ark vaults, hoarding them. The GMO crops have been proven to for some reason have genetic alterations that cause sterilization in mammals. Gee, I wonder why. Obama's science advisor says he wants to sterilize everybody, mainstream news. The point is, get your survival seed bank from survivalseedbank.com or 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365, survivalseedbank.com. And one last sponsor I want to tell you about is frontsight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza? The founder of the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. The offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of his pocket to be able to offer you this deal. And it won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed even law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp or drill instructor attitudes. Thousands have already taken advantage of this opportunity, and you should too. Don't miss out. Go to frontsight.com today and get your free training and gun. That's frontsight.com, FrontSight.com, or visit them by clicking the banner on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, going back to our guest, Michael Shedlock, MichaelShedlock.com, advisor with Sitka Pacific Capital Management. The Federal Reserve is starting to run scared. People have found out they're private, they're above the law, that they've given hundreds of billions of dollars to their buddies, that it's a revolving door. And finally, there's almost 260 sponsors to audit it. The Senate has blocked the audit, but that only makes people want the audit that much more. What's really happening with the economy? How are they cooking the books? And as you said, the Fed said 2 days ago, it's a jobless recovery. That's like 1984. That means the elite are recovering and consolidating all wealth and power, but that under a new booming economy, we all, I guess, go into bankruptcy and live under bridges. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, my gosh. I think that kind of sums it up a little bit here. Actually mentioned so many things. But the important thing here is the jobless recovery and also what's going to happen with housing. It's interesting. Let's do a flashback to October 27, 2005. Ben Bernanke appeared before Congress, and he said that there's no housing bubble to go bust. This shows you, you know, just how far off base he was.
Well, it shows you they're liars. They engineered the whole thing. We infiltrated Bilderberg when they were planning all this in 2006, but go ahead.
He said the housing increases largely reflect strong economic fundamentals, such as the strong growth in jobs, incomes, and the number of new households. That's so preposterous. It's just unbelievable. Meanwhile, in summer of 2005, on my blog, I declared the peak of the housing bubble. I nailed it. And one of the reasons was right at the time, Time Magazine came out. The cover of Time Magazine was housing. Why we're gaga over real estate. I looked at that and said, my God, Time Magazine is gaga over real estate. Sentiment doesn't get any more extreme than this. This has to be the peak. Indeed, that was. And magazine covers like that often serve as contrarian indicators. By the way, you can find my blog, Global Economic Analysis, blogspot.com. I write on housing, the economy, jobs, every day. That's a mouthful to remember. So just do a Google search for MISH, M-I-S-H. Do a Google search for MISH. It'll land you right on my blog. Talk about these topics every day. But let's continue with housing a little bit here. In February 12, 2008, Bernanke said that housing would recover by the end of the year. What's happened? Housing prices went on their biggest, most massive decline ever by Case-Shiller Housing Index. That's a real index. So the question is Bernanke just talking? Does he really believe what he's saying? Is he lying, or is he a dunce, or is it a combination of both? Those are the questions that I keep asking myself, and I don't think housing's bottomed. If you look at these charts, if you look at what's happening in jobs, if you look at things that are happening with subprime loans and all these liar loans and something called Alt-A mortgages, I don't think the housing bottoms until 2012. And here Bernanke thought that it was going to bottom in 2008. Of course, 2 years before that, he didn't think there was a housing trouble at all. These are the people that are running the Fed. And, of course, Ron Paul wants to audit the Fed. The Fed's taken trillions of dollars worth of assets on its balance sheets. Ron Paul wants to audit the Fed, say, what are these assets on the balance sheet really worth? How much are taxpayers footing the bill for all these mistakes the Fed's making? It got blocked in the Senate on a procedural move. And, of course, in the House, even though a majority of the representatives want this bill to pass in the House, Representative Barney Frank is stalling the legislation. It has not even come up for review yet. That's what's going on.
Now, this jobless recovery, now they want another banker bailout. They already got unlimited funds, basically. They can just always keep reissuing. The $700 billion is the way they describe it.
$700 billion, yes.
Yes, $700 billion. And they can just keep issuing that in perpetuity. And so at the same time, this new power they want is more power for the Federal Reserve over wider sectors of the economy. And so the more bad things they do to the economy, the more power they get to fix the problems they caused to begin with.
Oh, absolutely. I've written about that on many occasions. I called for that to happen. It concentrates power in the hands of people who have proven they don't know what they're doing. The Fed doesn't know where interest rates should be any more than they should know what the price of orange juice would be. Imagine what would happen if the Fed came out tomorrow and said, we're going to set the price of orange juice at $1.80 a gallon. People would look at them and be appalled. They would be scared to death over that. Yet somehow we allow the Fed to come out and determine what the price of interest should be, what mortgage rate should be, and they want power into other things to regulate more banks and financial institutions. The Greenspan created this housing bubble on purpose back in 2002, 2003. At the time, his banking buddies were ad hoc to, they made poor loans to dot-com companies that weren't being paid back. The banks made poor loans to Latin America, to places like Argentina, who was defaulting on loans. So in an effort to bail out the banks at the time from the dot-com bust and the bad loans to Argentina, they created a housing bubble, I believe on purpose, to reflate the economy, except that it got out of hand. The bubble got worse than they even imagined. Greenspan retired, dumped the problem on Bernanke. Bernanke never saw what was coming, or certainly didn't do anything about it if he did. And, you know, here we are today in exactly the same situation, and the Fed's trying to get banks to lend. And Geithner, who's the worst Treasury Secretary ever, I thought Paulson was bad, and we've got someone here who's now worse, trying to get banks to lend is exactly the wrong thing to do.
Well, Mr. Shedlock.
Yes.
I went to Bilderberg in 2006. It's on record in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I mean, I'm not on air making this prediction now. And this isn't a prediction. This is a revelation. This is information where the world elite were in there bragging that they had pumped up the housing market and that they were going to then pump the stock market back up, suck everybody in, and then implode it by design to then create a worldwide depression where they're the only lender, and so that everybody basically goes bankrupt to them and to hock, that they would then set up a bank of the world we would pay our carbon taxes to. I laid that out in a film that's been out for over 2 years. And now it's all come true. So my only issue is I'm not tooting my horn. This is what they're doing to us. This is completely premeditated. And so they're crazy like a fox. They are very conscious and cognizant of exactly what they're doing. I want to get your take on where you see the economy going now, what it will be like in the jobless recovery, where we're all bankrupt serfs living on the New World Order plantation. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. At GraphUnderSafes.com, the security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Under Safes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequaled reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraphUnderSafes.com. Or click on their banner on InfoWars.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Michael Shedlock joins us, investment advisor, researcher, writer. Where do you see the economy going? I mean, I guess just everything will be paid to the bankers. We'll be putting tens of trillions of dollars more debt. Will they all be issued golden thrones and crowns? I mean, is there no end to the corruption? I mean, they're looting us 10 times worse than any third world nation I've ever seen looted. I guess because we're seen as too big to fall, so they can just even steal the gold fillings out of our teeth, and we'll thank them and report our neighbors if they criticize the Federal Reserve, and the army will go out and spy on them as the news. Mainstream news has admitted that in fact, people won't believe that. Guys, Google Army spying on in the Fed protest. It was in the Baltimore Sun. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, what we have to realize is this is not just happening in the United States.
Worldwide stealing, yes.
Absolutely. It's going on in the UK. It's going on in the EU. It's going on practically everywhere I can find. New Zealand would be one exception, unbelievably enough. But in China, they're doing the same thing. They're all attempting to throw money at this problem. It's attempting to stimulate consumers. How do you stimulate consumers that don't have a job? That's really what it boils down to. That's the reason why all these stimulus plans can't work. But if you notice what they did, they bailed out the banks for the amount of money that was spent. Now, I'm not proposing that they do this. I'm just merely making an analogy. But for the amount of money that they've spent bailing out the banks, they could have paid off every mortgage in the entire United States.
Well, yeah, Bloomberg reported 3 months ago that they already spent $9.4 trillion that would have paid off all the mortgages. Now that they're at $14.8 and growing, I guess all our mortgages are paid off and a lot of money in the bank. But instead, we get SWAT teams cracking our skulls.
Exactly. And there's a reason for this. And everyone's looking at this and saying, oh, my God, hyperinflation's coming. Look at all this money that's spent. No, they've bailed out the banks. Bernanke doesn't want hyperinflation, nor is he. I'm not even positive that he, you know, wants massively rising inflation here. The banks want to be paid back in dollars that are still worth at least something, okay? So,
yeah, but look what the Chinese are doing, buying gold, silver, copper, and other commodities in 10-year contracts. I mean, the whole world's moving away from the dollar now. And we've got at G20 summits, they're holding up new global currencies. Do you think they're going to kill the dollar down the road or just make it part of a larger group of currencies?
It's really hard to say exactly how the currency issue plays out. As long as, now I'd not only like to see an audit of the Fed, I'd like to see an audit of the gold in Fort Knox. How much is really there? But it's actually to the benefit of any countries that are holding a huge stockpile of gold to actually have the price go up as high as much as possible. So, you know, I don't buy some of these things that the government's, you know, trying to suppress the price of gold. Some of these other things, of course, you know, it's in their best interest for gold to rise. Of course, since when do governments act in anyone's best interest? So all of this stuff is rather confusing. It can play out in a currency collapse next year. This thing can drag on for 10 years. Alex, we just don't know how this is going to play out. What we do know is the Fed, by doing what it's doing, is aggravating the problems. It's keeping consumers in debt.
Bankers just hate that.
They're making debt slaves out of people, and so they're bailing out banks. Meanwhile, consumers still owe all this debt to banks. Houses with no jobs, houses are going to be increasing foreclosures. The bottom is still not in. This recovery is going to be extremely weak. That we know. How long it all takes for this global economy to just completely collapse in some kind of credit dollar currency crisis somewhere, that we just don't know. But we do know it's coming.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate Michael Shedlock coming on the show, and we continue to follow what you're doing over at michaelshedlock.com and over there on the blog spot. So thanks for joining us with your perspective.
Very welcome. Just have people do a Google search for Mish, M-I-S-H. Take them right to my blog.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to come back in the next segment. And I've got a few more comments on the economy. Then I'm going to get into eugenics because I had that guest coming up. And so we had him on instead of continuing with the eugenics discussion. So I want to put bookends on this and finish up with some eugenics information I wanted to cover. And then wide open phones in the final hour. Straight ahead at 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man, behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies.
We got
but my dreams,
Larry Pratt joining us for a little while, about 15, 20 minutes the next hour, and then we'll have open phones. But I want to talk about the Supreme Court nominee. I've got the passages from her book. She wrote a book calling for basically completely banning the Second Amendment. She does not believe in a right, an individual right. That's why the Supreme Court's overthrown almost every one of her rulings. Well, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. That's why they're putting her on there. You know, they need somebody to ban guns, she'll do it. So I want to talk to somebody about that in the next hour as well and take your phone calls. But I wanted to get Ted up for like 5 minutes because gold and silver have gone up massively in the last few years. And then anytime they do a pullback, Ted buys. And then he sells, even when gold and silver goes up, at the old price. That's how he's really made a big niche for himself in the precious metals market. And Ted's been doing this for 30 years. He's also the owner of the GCN Radio Network. But I tell you, I buy gold and silver a few times a year, and I've shopped around. And the deals you're getting offered today are the deals I take. These are the best deals out there that I've found. And Ted has just amazing deals on gold and silver. So to briefly tell you about that is Ted Anderson. Ted, what do you think about the Federal Reserve to get more power? Instead of being audited, the Senate's blocked that, but at least we're educating folks. They're to get even more power. And now they're saying jobless recovery, a new Orwellian term. I guess that's like being half dead. I guess it's a recovery now if you live under a bridge somewhere. And they're just totally raping the economy, grabbing everything that is, that's even nailed down, passing the climate change taxes, openly saying we're going to have home inspections with federal officers and that there's no judge, jury, or due process. They can just take your property if you want. I think it's time for folks to get into gold and silver. And, Ted, gold's up quite a bit today, but, again, you've got it at last week's prices for a limited time, Ted.
Yeah, I sure do. That's why we talked about it a little bit earlier, because the prices have gone up, and I still can do it, do the coins that I offered on Friday for the same price, even though gold is no longer at the 913 level. It's 924. Silver is no longer in the $11 level. It's now edging up into the $13 level, so it is a better time to buy. And plus also, you know, I mean, if you can buy it low and take advantage of this, with the Federal Reserve System getting more power, I mean, we've already had such a loss of our liberties, our property rights, our ability to have money that actually means something. I mean, the dollar's lost, you know, 98% of its purchasing power since 1913. What do you think is going to happen if we give them more power? They're just going to destroy it faster and at a more aggressive rate. And that is a direct assault to everybody who lives in the United States, who works and gets paid in the United States currency. You know, and if you've saved all your lives, if you have 401k plans, I mean, just think about it. This is the very institution that orchestrated the bubble in the real estate market and also the burst. You know, they created the Roaring Twenties and then by design created the Depression of the 1930s right afterwards. I mean, these people don't need more power. These people need to be thrown right out. And you know, I don't know why Congress doesn't do something about this. I mean, obviously, we have more senators right now and congressmen that want to see the Fed audited. But the big brother out there, the guy with the ability to print money and pay off these politicians have more power than the grassroots people. I just must say that we have to put on even more pressure and force the Federal Reserve System out of this country. And that's my thought. But in the meantime, if they're not going to get us on a gold standard and give us honest money, I think you should do it for yourself. And that's why I'm in this business. If people get gold and silver, I Alex, you've been picking up gold and silver from me for 13, 14 years. You've watched the stuff go up 300-400%. Silver's even more than that. What do you think is going to happen as time goes on and they play these shenanigans out? Obviously, gold and silver is going to look very good today when you look back 10 years from now. And so that's all I can say. It's one of the investments that you can put your money into that's held value not just for the last 10, 20 years. It's held value for the last 6,000 years. And every country that's defaced its currency by the printing press and creating a fiat system with a central bank has watched their entire government system fail. And that's what's going on here in the United States, and I think it's a crying shame.
Well, Ted, this is a great way for people to get self-sufficient, to become, not dependent on the system, to become standalone, self-sufficient, and I believe in gold and silver. Tell folks about today's special offer.
Well, here's what we have. We have the Lakota coin at 817. Now, everybody knows silver's up from last Friday. We also have the British sovereign sitting at 266, and we have the francs currently right now at 216. Both of those coins are in a fabulous buying range for gold and silver. And the Lakota coin at 817, everybody just loves that coin. I mean, it's just such a beautiful piece. But the main thing is that you're getting silver in your hand and you're protecting yourself from what they're doing. And if, you know, I said this last Friday and I mean it. Anybody with a half a brain who's watching these political figureheads, you know, in their speeches and what they're doing, the solutions they're coming up with to solve our economic problems right now, can figure out that we're heading toward disaster, because what they're doing is they're accelerating the process. They're putting their foot on the gas pedal rather than putting the brake on, trying to get
this thing
turned
around.
And,
Ted, we can't just capitulate to these people. We have to try to get self-sufficient. We have to arm ourselves with the truth and knowledge, fight the Federal Reserve, expose that they're the enemy, they're the offshore banks, they're the occupiers of America. We have to, at the same time, have the Second Amendment to defend ourselves and our families. We need to have gardens. We need to have storable food. We need to have gold and silver. We need to have the training and the willingness to defend ourselves, because the real insurance policy for America is that we be self-sufficient and independent and rugged individualism and not under their control. Everything they do is about domesticating us and taking control of our lives. And the brokers are going to be there until midnight tonight, correct, Ted?
That is right. And you can call us at 1-800-686-2237. I mean, you can just listen to the podcast last Friday and look at where the spot price of gold and silver had went. You'll see that that's a very good buy.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there until midnight tonight. How long can you hold this deal on the silver and the gold that you bought when the prices were much lower, but you're passing those savings on? You're not raising the price, even though the price has gone way up. How long can you hold it? How long will supplies last?
Well, it has a lot to do with the volume for which people are buying, and obviously the supply that I have and where gold and silver is going. I would doubt I'm going to be able to hold this throughout the end of the week. Maybe I might be able to make the same offer tomorrow. I'm just not sure. It depends upon how many people
Folks need to call now, 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or MidasResources.com. I hope people take advantage of that. Ted, thank you.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
Thanks for being there. You know, I'm going to be honest with listeners here. I've talked about eugenics Sunday. I talked about eugenics Monday. I talked about eugenics for a whole hour last hour, and I'm busy making a film, writing a book, doing HR stuff around the office, dealing with the 7,000 plus square feet we just got right next to this office, doubling in size thanks to your support, so we can rebuild an official TV studio and really get a lot done. And I'm not complaining, it's just that last hour I kind of ranted and raved and covered a lot. It was very important radio, but it's like, this is such a big subject, I can't even do justice to it. And then while I'm talking about it, I keep thinking of evidence, and I go, oh, pull up where the UK minister says they want to reduce the British population immediately by half. And then pull up this government document where they say they're going to put poison in your water to sterilize you, and I just start thinking about the level. I mean, I could write 50 books about this. And I think about how last hour I just didn't do a good enough job. And then now I'm exhausted. 2 hours and 43 minutes in. And I got Larry Pratt coming up. And I got loaded phone lines. And they're talking about forced flu vaccination. And I know what this is all about. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. At 20 after next hour, I'm going to do the balance of the show on eugenics and do another pass on it, another strafe of the subject, really trying to hammer it and give you the big picture, because I've got all these pages of notes and all these documents, and it literally makes my head hurt, because this is the big issue. This is what affects us all. This is what's coming down on every man, woman, and child. We're in the petri dish. We're in the guinea pig cage, being manipulated on record, and it makes me so angry. And then I don't feel like I'm up to this. I mean, why is it me? Why am I the guy always hammering this drum? But then I see the positive side of it. I'm not perfect. I'm doing the best job I can. People think I'm exaggerating, and I'm not even actually articulating how bad it actually is. It's actually worse than I'm saying. But then I notice how suddenly everybody's talking about eugenics, and how it's being discussed everywhere, and how a lot of people are figuring it out on their own, and a lot of big publications are discussing it. And so we got a chance to beat these murderers. If we can set the agenda, at least to a certain degree, off of Michael Jackson and O.J. Simpson and Anna Nicole Smith and Barack Obama and all these puppets and distractions, and really start debating this and understanding what makes the New World Order tick and who they are and how they operate. So I'm going to try to summon energy and focus and to do that in the last 40 minutes of the show. But right now, let's go to your calls. I love taking your calls. D in Minnesota, you're on the air. Welcome. Yeah, we're going to have to move on there. They listen to their internet or their radio, and it's delayed. Joseph in Kansas. Joseph, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm a veteran. I'm disabled, and I pray to God that the rest of American people will open their eyes. I thank God for the work that you're doing and helping to try and wake up America. Hello? My mother met this nut, this science czar. He's a true eugenicist. Come. And I mean, when are they going to open their eyes? It's just puzzling to me that they're just so blinded by the mass media BS of this pedophile who's a drug addicted nut who can't do anything but butcher himself. But it's all soft kill, water, air, food. Come on, wake up, America.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. It's also binary. Weapon system. Just as I sit here listening to the callers, hundreds of thoughts go through my mind. Hundreds of pieces of evidence, like per second. I'm like, whoa. I mean, that's the problem. I need to create like an encyclopedia of eugenics or an encyclopedia of the true history of the world just in the last 100 years and just chronicle it all with their own statements and documents. I mean, it's mind-blowing, their philosophy, their system. Makes my head hurt. Thomas in Sweden. Thanks for holding her on the air, Thomas.
Yeah, hello, Alex. I'm so happy to get through to you. Actually, I heard a guy giving you words of encouragement, and actually, I'd like to tell you, like, you are the superhero. I'm calling from Sweden, and I actually wrote down some footnotes, because we in Sweden already have, like, the total surveillance society. And the last couple of years, they have been putting up cameras in every subway station and basically everywhere.
Yeah, they admitted Finland is the global model. Everyone's phones are listened to 24/7, and they track where you go with them. And the government admits,
yeah, it's
and everybody
crazy.
And the government takes your taxes out of your bank account themselves. It's incredible.
Interest today, like for our banks, and a couple of things though that I wanted to tell you, like in the 1930s, we had this riot in a place called Ådalen in Sweden. And actually, some people were shut down by the military, and I think one of them died also. And they actually made a law that the military could not intervene when they had the riots. And after the G8 meeting in early 2000s in Sweden, in Gothenburg, one person actually got shot by the police, and he almost died. And several other people were almost shot also by the police because they were shooting right out the masses. And after that, the actual guy that got shot, he went to prison, and the police they didn't get anything for it. And so after that, they actually took away that law. So now when we have a riot the next time, the military will intervene.
Yes, they're getting rid of posse comitatus type laws all over the world. To use the military against the people. The globalists have dominated almost every nation on earth, but their war machine is now going to be directed in on the family, directed in on society. Just like China, they're going to take your property, they're going to take your children, they're going to sterilize you, they're going to inject you with cancer, they're going to put you in hospice, they're going to kill you. And if you resist, they're going to march the military out themselves. When they've completed their usefulness, will also be put into the carousel in this Logan's Run type scenario. But as long as the cops get petty power, they don't care if they're being killed. It's all about feeling like they're a winner, feeling like they're part of the power structure. And I ask the police, break out of your mind control. Realize what's happened to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I actually like to ask you, like, what do you think about Carl Bildt?
Carl Bildt is a member of the Bilderberg Group.
Yeah, I heard that he went to these meetings, and I think he's like a total scumbag, because Sweden and England is like in the forefront of this whole scam. And we already have laws passed in Sweden last year called the FRA and the IPRED law. And it actually, what it does is that our military is listening to every single phone call and every single data.
No, I know. I know. That, look, your military is owned by offshore banks. They're carrying out a eugenics grid. I've always explained how the Pentagon calls it godlike power. I saw that in MIT magazine. It's now back in the news where they say everything will be surveilled. Smart dust and RFID are to be in all products, and the government can do a Google search of reality, of the three-dimensional world. And there's Carl Bildt for people on screen that want to see him. And good to hear from you in Sweden, Thomas. John and Robert and others will go to you after this quick break. Then we've got for 20 minutes, we've got to talk about Sonia Sotomayor popping in. She wrote a book calling for your complete disarmament. The attorney general argued in federal court that no citizen should be allowed to own even a bolt-action 22 rifle. You have no individual right to keep and bear arms. And, hey, good luck, scumbag parasite control freaks. Good luck getting our guns, you chicken-neck bastards. You may be able to poison our water, you pieces of trash, but...
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Deny they're poisoning the food and water by design. You can't. They're doing it. And a lot of you feel like you're against the Patriot movement, or you feel like you're winners because you're work for the FBI or federal marshals, or you're a police officer, or you're in the military, or you're a psychologist or psychiatrist that are all part of this. No, you're being hit by it too, and you're weak-minded if you don't decide to stand up and fight against it. I know a lot of you are good men and women out there, and you know, to have news hounds attack us and say we're making all this up when it's official government documents, they're destroying them on their own selves. It's just so stupid. It's so silly. We're telling the truth here. We told you they were going to bankrupt the world economy and bring in a new bank of the world that you'd pay carbon taxes to. And the media said I was a liar. We told you they'd announce world government. Media said I was a liar. Now they're doing it. I'm only reading what they say they've done and are going to do. And I have a right to self-defense. I'm going to talk about that coming up in about 25 minutes. You know, we have a right to defend ourselves from you murderers. And we just got to warn as many people as we can so folks know who we're dealing with and stand up against these people. God help you. I know you're not going to listen, police and military. You just got to drink the fluoride. You got to shoot your kids up. God almighty. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Florida. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I want to get back to the core, but I want to make it real as real can be. I'm still trying to keep up with the Joneses. That's like, you know, you're great, man. And But first thing I want to do is had all this stuff, but you remember that movie, The War Games, where that guy came out and he says you're going to have the whole planet, by a diode, because they had the computers and stuff. You know, that guy was, he was total reptilian, and, he came out with that statement. I mean, he says, you know, the guy that little kid, you know, and then you're going to have all this stuff.
All right, I appreciate your call. I'm not talking about movies. I'm talking about Obama's science czar and official government documents. But thank you. I really appreciate that call. Let's talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good.
Okay, I have called before. I run the Funkmaster 5 channel on YouTube. I was able to get on the Michael Savage show yesterday and ask him about Bohemian Grove. I got that video up. People want to see it. It's Funkmaster 5, no number, just spelt out.
Yeah, Bohemian Grove kicks off tomorrow. They're going to have their human sacrifice rituals, their mock rituals, and it's actually the Press Democrat has got a report out on that and some videos are up on PrisonPlanet.com of protesters there. What did Lord Savage say?
Well, the interesting thing is he was very adamant about trying to avoid the main topic, which was the sacrifice and then the backgrounds behind the sacrifice, the pagan backgrounds and all that.
So what did he say about Bohemian Grove?
Well, he thought he was being joking about it. He thought the whole thing was funny. He said that, you know, he would want to go out there and get naked with the Republicans and see Newt Gingrich naked. And he was just being, he thought the whole thing was a joke, basically. So.
Well, the reason it's important is it shows this whole left-right thing is a complete joke. Generally, the Democrats like women, and members of Congress, and the Republicans like men. And it's all completely staged. The Republicans all go out there and dress up like women and have sex with male prostitutes and porn stars and worship Satan. And I'm sorry if that sounds crazy. It's what they do. I mean, this world is run by the scum. But I appreciate your call. Larry Pratt's coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.